This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you a guy that's behind it? Are you a guy that's pushing this agenda, right? Because everybody in this organization knows how we feel. Guys, this is one storyline. It is not the storyline heading into week one. I will tell you right now. But I just wanted you to hear this because it's something Mike and I have talked about all offseason long. Here's Raheem Morris.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it. Like I just mentioned, all the guys, when we're talking about what gives our offense a lot of success. And Kyle Pitts is definitely one of those guys that you can mention. You guys have got the fortunate exposure of being able to see him have some success this offseason, to be able to have some success at the end of last season with Mike, and now get a chance to go watch those guys do it. You know, those are the type of things you just don't even want to talk about. You want to just let them happen because it's got to be the hot man. And it's usually, like it happens in games, sometimes it's Drake, sometimes it's Kyle, sometimes it's Bijan, sometimes it's Tyler, whatever the case may be. And we had great references. Ray Ray, I think I missed Ray Ray the first time, so don't write that. I missed Ray Ray. But I just think you got to, you know, sometimes you get the hot man and you just kind of go and let those guys kind of play. And when you got it rolling that way, I think it makes a little bit of unpredictable for the other defense. And that's what helps us.
It was two targets between Michael Penix and Pitts in that Giants game. We talked about the volleyball interception that was in there in the red zone. And then the Washington game is where we made that big touchdown grab that you and I love so much. And then just three targets, two catches for 15 yards in an offensive explosion for 38 points against Carolina. So with all due respect to Coach, kind of a mixed bag as far as the three games that Michael was delivering. But Michael made a mission statement about, hey, KP, the first time he talked to the media at this camp. So they want to make a concerted effort to get Kyle Pitts more involved in this offense.
Yeah, and look, he talks about the offseason. I think something that we've tried to explain to you guys, because, you know, again, you aren't here, you aren't seeing it every day as much as we are and were leading into week one, and that was the confidence of Kyle. And that is something that was different this offseason than the ones we experienced with him previously. So when you talk about Coach saying you've seen him have success this offseason, I think that's part of what he's talking about. But you're right, Mike. I mean, the success, whatever little bit you consider he had, really didn't come to the end. It was the second half of the season.
Tampa game, we had those two touchdowns. Of course, the Kirk Cousins thing is kind of, how do you quantify Kyle Pitts' season? Because the delivery system was so scattershot for so much of the middle part of the season once Kirk Cousins lost his way. And then you and I debated on the radio. I mean, the Chargers game, two targets, no catches. Denver game, three targets, one catch. So the Minnesota game, six targets, one catch. You know, this is a guy who had 74 catches, 602 yards. The one thing about Pitts, the yards per catch is always insane because he seems to make a big play. But you just don't seem to get, you know, enough of that. And then we've said, what do you want to quantify it? Yeah, 850 yards. How about 10 touchdowns, 8 touchdowns? You know, basically double your touchdown output and be the red zone weapon. That's it.
Have more of an impact.
Be the guy that every tight end is ahead of you. As far as statistically last season.
Yeah, and the reason why this is where we're starting today is because we truly don't know the state of Darnell Mooney. When you continue to tell me he's day-to-day, and I guarantee you when Coach walks in here, at some point he's going to tell us he's day-to-day. That doesn't tell me that Darnell Mooney is 100% and ready to go for Sunday. He may be.
Right.
But if that's not the case, somebody has to step in and pick up that slack. And that is why we're saying coach is talking about Kyle Pitts and having a big role in our offensive success. That is the guy. With all due respect to Ray, he can play, but Pitts is going to be on the field a lot more. Ray is in the slot a lot of times, guys, playing in specialty roles. I just feel like that could be something we could be watching on Sunday. 404-726-0929. You can hit us up. We'd love to hear from you on our text line. Also, follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929 as we broadcast live from the Ticketmaster Studios up here at Flowery Branch. As I mentioned, we hope to talk to our quarterback today, and what a pleasure it's going to be, man, to finally get a chance to see Michael Penix on Sunday, Mike, in his element, right, comfortable. And I only say that because last year, guys, when he got thrown into this fire, he didn't want it, not that way. And the team needed him to play well. And, Mike, he plays against the Giants, and we recapped all three of these games. But I think he's in a completely different place right now with having a full offseason, knowing this is his job, and then having the work that he put in with the guys.
No, he gave you a comeback that maybe and should have, we can debate, should have resulted in a win against the Commanders in a primetime playoff atmosphere. He also threw for over 300 yards in just his third game as a pro. That's pretty good. Now, the rest of the country, as we said, fantasy owners, people that do these power rankings, oh, the Falcons are 24. They don't know. They don't know. You know, I mean, like the offensive line has been a major focal point of concern for us just because of, you know, what we're trying to do. And is Kyle Pitts, you know, going to help out blocking? Is it going to be another tight end? Can we get enough production from the right side of the line? We want to run the football with Bijan and Algier. So that's stuff we know. All the country knows is they don't trust Penix yet.
That's right.
That's it.
That's
the extent of the narrative from the nation.
No.
It's broad strokes, bad defense, don't understand what we did defensively,
right.
And don't trust Michael Penix, and that's it. But we know different.
And to your point about the defense, I mean, that to me, there are two things that I'm looking at heading into Sunday. And again, we'll ask Coach Rob about this coming up. But the offense and how you start this game with Michael Penix and what the expectations are to get him in a flow, to get him in a rhythm, Mike. You know, are we doing quick hitters and getting it?
Right.
You know, all of a sudden he completes five passes and now he feels good. Now maybe we get the run game going. He stretches the defense. I don't know how this looks. Or do you come out and say, screw that. Let's go deep a couple of times and stretch the defense and scare these guys and let them know we're not afraid to throw the ball.
I think over the time, I think you got to have one try to go for one dynamic, you know, explosive play early in the game because, as we say all the time, pass interference is just as good as a completion.
It is.
So let's set the tone. I don't think you can play scared. I just, you know, said this is our second year watching Zach Robinson. How imaginative is he going to be? We'll ask Coach about that when he comes in the studio here in the Ticketmaster Studios at the Branch. I would love to see Ray McLeod be able to stretch the field. We know with the Drake. We saw all summer long, we talked about the amazing continuity between Penix and Drake. You know, guys are killing me like, you're comparing them to? Yes, I did. Joe Montana and Jerry Rice in the sense that if you just watch practice, it's effortless. We hope it becomes that after 5 or 6 or 10 years or whatever. But yes, that was a bit of hyperbole, but you agree. They got a tremendous connection.
No, I do. And I think to the point where, and this is the comparison, it's when you hear those names, you go, oh my God, those guys are Hall of Famers. What we're saying is that the quarterback in Michael Penix is not afraid to throw it to Drake anywhere, anytime. And that is a connection that you see with the elites, whether it's Burrow to Chase. Pick your guys. It doesn't matter. I'm throwing this thing, and I trust him enough, right? It's Patrick Mahomes to Kelsey, Mike. I don't care what the situation is. I'm throwing it, and I trust him enough that he's going to make the play. That is what we're talking about. But you hear those brand names, you immediately go, oh, you're comparing to Hall of Famers. Not quite yet. But I do think that is going to be a big part of this season with Drake and certainly Michael Penix. As we're up here at the Branch, guys, talking about the Falcons, we will get hopefully more answers as well on Jalen Walker. And I want to restate this. I do not think that he is going to be on the field, especially on Sunday, as much as you think. I hope I'm wrong, but that is where I'm at. And no one has said anything to me. No one's told me anything.
Right.
I just don't feel like you can miss the time that he's missed, considering you've got such a long season in front of you, and then just go play 65 plays.
Right.
That's silly. That's mismanaging a player. So put him in a position to win. Mike, have him out there. Maybe he gets a sack or so based on a stunt or something that happens. Let him get a really good feel, but let's not try to kill our first-round pick in week one because we're all clamoring to see him ball out.
Right, but, you know, we'll talk with Coach Rod. Maybe, you know, as we have not had access, you know, when we left practice, that was about, 2.5, 3 weeks ago. And since then, Jalen Walker has gotten on the field. So how much has he gotten ramped up? Was he still on a pitch count? Because we got to see him rarely at the full team at full strength. So maybe that, maybe he's closed that gap. You know, all we can go by is what the coaches and what Jeff Ulbrich has said about it. So, look, maybe he's further down the road than we expect, because all we got to talk about was James Pierce Jr., because he was dazzling. He was eye-opening. But you're right, man. Maybe it's a pitch count. We'll do the best, guys, to get answers out of Coach Ra about all these guys, from Mooney to Jalen Walker to what the line's going to look like.
Well, D. Orlando Ledbetter today asked Coach, and look, if you believe in the depth chart stuff, and I never really get caught up in it, show me what happens on Sunday and who runs out there and who's out there in the fourth quarter. But the depth chart, Mike, has, you know, a couple of these guys second, not first. And if you buy into that, what the depth chart is saying is that these are our starters. These are the guys that are going to see a majority of the playing time. So D asked that question today, and Coach, he was, you know, like, well, hey, you're going to see everybody. Well, that's true. But to what extent? Like, again, you drafted James Pierce to start him in the first round. You drafted Jalen Walker to be a difference maker and a starter on this football team. Xavier Watts is starting, and we already know that. There's clarity there. There is no clarity with some of these other positions and guys that we're talking about.
Yeah, but Watts and Bowen. Watts will be in there in the nickel package, or Bowen, I should say, be in the nickel package. Watts will be starting. A lot of young faces. You know, we've compared it to 2016. How much impact are they going to have? You know, one guy that we haven't mentioned because we kind of take for granted, I can't wait to see what Leonard Floyd does in Jeff Ulbrich's defense.
Are we taking it for granted?
Because we know what he is. Every year, he lives in that 7 to 9 sacks. I mean, is he going to be a Hall of Famer? Maybe not. But we know he's a steady piece. He's still in great shape. He's got edge. He's happy to be home. We had a good conversation with him back in August. And that's a guy that just you don't talk about because you don't worry about. So maybe he can excite us and get Baker Mayfield, you know, squished on Sunday.
You're right. And to your point, I don't know if it's simply because we trust him and some of these other pieces we don't trust. I mean, again, you're getting a 10-year vet and a guy that's happy to be home, excited to play in front of his home fans, Georgia boy. Like, there's so many elements with him. Like, I haven't discussed him because I feel like he is going to be – if anybody's going to be ready, it's going to be Floyd.
Right.
If anybody on that defense. But to your point, I think that is one of the reasons why. The other thing, and look, we don't want to pound this in the ground. It is what it is now. Elijah Wilkinson is your starting right tackle. That's it. Let's get over it. Let's support it. Mm-hmm. Let's just see where this goes. Like, they're not bringing in Superman to jump in there at right tackle. Elijah, they have a plan. He is the guy, Mike, that'll be starting against a very stout defensive line. And it's just, again, one of the things that we're worried about as a fan base. But inside of this building, I'm telling you, they're not as worried. They feel really confident.
Right. It's a base 3-4, but as we know, we're in the nickel so much, but we know, you know the names because you've seen them. Vita Vea, a dishwasher box with legs. Kalijah Kansi. They've got guys like Hassan Reddick they brought in. You know, we know about Levante David. So it's just a matter of like how aggressive, and Bowles is a really good defensive coach. You know how they're going to try to blitz, try to exploit it. And as Dave Archer told us yesterday, it's not like you can count on having somebody to help, you know, pinch or, you know, try to, you know, push somebody off and give some Elijah Wilkinson help on every single down.
Every down.
He's going to have to bow up on some cases against some of these dudes you're talking about.
Yeah. I mentioned the depth chart. Brandon Dorless, who played sparingly as a rookie, is listed as the starting defensive tackle in replacement of Grady Jarrett. And that's what we're talking about. Grady played next to Onyemata.
Right.
So that is why people are like, okay, well, does that mean he's starting? And then you look and you go, all right, what else is going on here? So D brought that up, but you know, Coach, he doesn't believe in depth charts. He just says, hey, guys will play. So
right.
We'll get a chance to see. We're up here at Flowery Branch. We're getting all the answers for you guys as we get ready for Sunday. Coming up, Daily Downloads on the way. Braves lose to the Cubs. And this Arch Manning thing, did you see the ratings?
Through the roof.
It's real. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios on a hump day Wednesday. We're up here and we'll be up here every single week, guys, giving you the latest and bringing you the inside stuff with our Atlanta Falcons. Coach Raheem Morris will join us. We'll also have a player guest today. We believe, and yes, I think it's going to be our quarterback, but we will tell you more about that coming up as we get ready for the Bucs. What concerns you about the Bucs, by the way, Mike? I just had a guy go, you guys talk a lot about the Falcons. Shouldn't you be talking about the Bucs? What concerns you about the Bucs?
Well, right now, Chris Godwin is still listed as questionable.
Okay.
And so that's everything I've heard from reading our buddy Rick Stroud down in Tampa, game time decision. I thought, you know, they could have beaten us in Tampa if they maybe focused more on the run in the second game of the rivalry last year, but they kind of got away from Bucky Irving. Well, that OC is now the head coach of the Jaguars, so new dude. Everything I've heard from our friends in Tampa, including Rick and JP, who cover the Bucks, say that Emeka Egbuka, who came down from Ohio State, even though not as highly touted as a Marvin Harrison Jr., has just tremendous athleticism and really fits into what they want to do kind of, you know, for end arounds and just slot work. Basically, you can put him anywhere in the field. So that's a guy that we're going to have to account for. And last year we saw Cade Otton look pretty good as a tight end. So, and, you know, Baker, just keep Baker in the – hopefully keep him in that tackle box. Otherwise, he starts to move. Sometimes bad things happen.
Yeah, look – remember when he was drafted in 2018 and I thought he was and should have been the number one player, and he was, but he goes to Cleveland and it's a blank show. It wasn't all on Baker. Did he do everything he needed to do there? No, he was immature. Right. He wanted to respond to every tweet and text message that he ever received. A lot of people were resentful because, Mike, he had commercials and hadn't done anything in the NFL. But the bottom line is, man, his journey is unique. And to go to Tampa after Tom Brady and follow in those shoes after Brady takes him to a Super Bowl, and you continue to win this division, you continue to be a playoff team.
Right.
And I have to tell you guys this. A lot of people think Tampa's a Super Bowl caliber team this year. With the personnel they have, what they've done, the steadiness of their head coach, a lot of people think, like, look, this is a team that could easily be in the mix in the NFC for a Super Bowl. So if that's the case, we've been telling you all offseason, this is the team we got to go through. This is a team we're going to have to beat in this division. The irony is we beat them twice and right. still lost the damn division last year. So all of that said, that's why this is a big game. If you feel like Tampa Bay are those dudes at the end of the season that we're looking at and we're going, man, it's Philly, it's Tampa, it's the Lions – okay, well, guess what? We got to handle our business so we put ourselves in a position, Mike, which is what we thought last year, to have a home playoff game.
I know that we've talked so much about the right side of the line. And again, some guys, you know, feel you guys are making this all doom and gloom. Well, look, I mean, as Carl said, now we're ready to go. Elijah Wilkinson is the guy. He's starting. As Carl said, we're going to roll with it. But in case you're wondering about the depth chart, Josh Kendall from The Athletic just tweeted a few minutes ago that Jack Nelson, who we drafted out of Wisconsin, who's either, depending on which depth chart you're looking at, is either the number three or four tackle on the team, wasn't at the portion of the practice the media could watch. So if he's hypothetically slowed for Sunday, Michael Jarrell, who we picked up in a, is that the guy we got in the trade with the, yep, that's when we picked up in the trade from Seattle.
No, that's the guy in Superman.
No, that's Jor-El. That's Kal-El's dad.
Oh, I thought that was the movie guy.
Played by
Superman.
Everybody from Marlon Brando to Russell, yeah, Russell Crowe. He Are sure you not
did.
Entertained?
He sure did. That's
Remember,
right.
He was a hologram that could help put all the stuff on the screen. Didn't make a lot of sense. Wasn't going to argue with the plot point. But
okay, so that's
but,
a different guy.
But Jarrell could be the swing tackle against the Bucks, but Nelson could be available.
Okay.
So just in case.
That's just in case. J-I-C.
Like if Elijah Wilkinson just gets, gets mauled. Get him off me. Yeah, then just I'm just making you aware of what plans B and C would
Wait a minute. You're acting like Vita Vea. He has stepped on Elijah's head, and know. Elijah is flat on the turf.
No, again, if this looks like the battle between What was the character in Game of Thrones when he battles the mountain? Was it the scorpion?
Oh.
Or the snake? Oren, what was it? Anyway, Pedro Pascal's character didn't end well for him.
No, he was winning that fight.
Yes, he was.
Until he wasn't.
He started talking too much.
Until he wasn't.
The Viper. Yeah, the Viper from Dorne. You got to be able to finish.
Yeah.
You can't start gloating. You can't start talking that stuff.
Ooh.
And we all know how that ended.
Yeah.
Squished his face.
That was gruesome, by the way.
And it was shocking.
Yeah,
for those who are not Game of Thrones fans, you can revisit it. It was shocking at the time.
That was. All right. By the way, so that's the depth chart.
Not that I'm inferring that's what's going to happen to Elijah Wilkinson. I'm just saying if something bad happens, what is plan B and C?
Yeah, we have to know. Daily Downloads brought to you by our friends at ATL. Live well. Don't just live, live well. Let's hear Raheem Morris talk about the balance if you were to shift the offensive line, meaning moving pieces around, because this is something we talked about. Is it worth it? I don't believe so. I don't want to be weaker in an area where it's your strength. That's just silly. If this is our strength, let it remain that. Here's what Raheem said about that.
Josh, that's always got to be something that you kind of evaluate, is whether you want to move a guy from one spot or go with the known and know what you're working with the other side, whether you got to help that guy a little bit more or whether that guy's able to step in and be able to fill in and no void happens, you know. But you don't want to make yourself weaker by trying to strengthen one side of the field. You want to make yourself strong across the board. We got a really strong unit. We got a really strong group. We got a well-coached unit, and got a lot of confidence in those guys being able to go out there and get it done.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Look, you can talk about having that as a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be your plan A. Especially with an experienced offensive line, it makes no sense. If all these guys are first-year guys and you were, okay, we're in a rebuild mode and
right.
We can shift some guys around. We're not in that, guys. We're in win-now mode.
Right. Don't weaken two spots on the line, right?
Yeah. I just, and again, I know a lot of people have talked about this idea of this is how you fix it. It may not be in the best interest of your quarterback to try to protect him that way. Hey, I want to remind you guys as we continue on here tomorrow that we are going to be at Napa Auto Parts in Murrow, and we're going to get you ready for the Falcon season to kick off. This is a cool thing we've done for the last 3 or 4 years now, but they're going to be giving away car flags down there from 5 until 7, all right? 5 until 7. We're on till 6. But want to remind you guys, there'll be special appearances by Freddie the Falcon, Falcon cheerleaders, Falcon legends as well.
Last year, Chris Draft stopped by. Remember, we had him
Chris
on the air
Draft. That
back
was,
in the day.
That's a good point. So, yeah, man, we're going to be down there Thursday from 2 to 6 at Napa Auto Parts in Murrow on Sports Radio 92.9 in the game. So I just want to remind you guys, because I know people were asking that. I actually got a comment today about, hey, I heard you guys going to be on the road. And then Friday, ironically, we're at Atlantic Station for the big pep rally.
Yeah, man, T.I. is going to be there. We're going to be at Hobnob. We were there last couple of years. It's always a great time. Too, because I love Hobnob's food.
I do too.
So you and I can we can do some damage on that, Damian, and then watch the pep rally, which has become a big thing. The fans love it. Go bananas at Atlantic Station. Looking forward to it.
All right. As we talk about the Braves, they lose 4-3 to the Cubs, Mike. And it's funny, look, the Cubs are actually playing for something. We're just playing for dignity and pride at this point.
Where's your pride, Willie?
Yeah, but Joey Wentz, 4 runs, 7 hits, including 3 long balls.
It happens in Chicago.
Yeah, 3 dingers.
Dongs?
Yes.
Round trippers. But that's Wrigley. I guess the wind was blowing out? Or the pitches were up in the strike zone?
Well, here's the thing.
A bit of both?
A little bit of both. So tonight it's Bryce Elder. And I'm like,
speaking of batting practice, when it goes bad,
well,
when it goes well,
he's
mixing it up. Right.
Again, no trust whatsoever in where I'm at with Bryce, or for that matter, hardly any of these guys that are starting right now for us. But Braves lose 4-3 to the Cubs. That series continues tonight. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech began preparations for Week 2. Matchups, Dogs are set to take on Austin Peay, Mike, and the Yellow Jackets are going to get set for Garner Webb. Cannot have a letdown.
The law firm of Austin and P and Gardner and Webb taking their checks and getting a beating, hopefully this weekend if all goes well.
That's right. Can't have a letdown, and nor do I think they will, but these are the kind of games. You start these big kickoff games. You go out to Colorado. You win. You handle your business. Georgia does exactly what they should against Marshall, and then the guys go, who we got this week? Austin P. Yeah. Who we got? Gardner Webb. Do not get caught sleeping.
Glad we got some college and pro to be able to pick on Friday, because it is slim pickings unless you really like some big favorites. You do get an old-fashioned Big 12 matchup, though. Baylor at SMU.
Big.
Of course, SMU in the ACC and making some noise that they are going to step up. Every fiber of my being is pulling for the Owls to pull an upset against that weak sauce schedule of Indiana and Coach Cignetti, who was running his pie hole last year and continued this year at the Big Ten Media Days, taking shots at the SEC.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's hard to find some big matchups.
Iowa, I think Archdoes, Iowa State, mm-hmm. I believe, are playing this weekend. But, yeah, and then you've got coaches popping off. We talked about Les Miles and right. the situation with Dabo Swinney yesterday. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to play for you what's going down with Mike Gundy and Dan Lanning. Gundy went after Lanning, talking about how people are spending. Lanning responded. Mike, this is the world we're living in now. You got coaches fussing about how teams and coaches are spending. Guys, we're in the NIL world. It is what it is. Like, right. If you're at a school, Mike, I can't be resentful for whatever your school is able to offer you. I got to handle my business. And we're acting like Oklahoma State doesn't have money. Give me a break.
Right. Well, remember, that for years it was T. Boone Pickens was the money man for that one. But, yeah, Gundy, it's kind of amazing. All the different little, you know, some controversies bigger than others. Maybe he wasn't in Stillwater, Carl, he'd get fired. But where he is and knowing what the bar is for Oklahoma State, he always finds a way to kind of manage some of the things he steps in. Bryce Underwood, by the way, is going to be leading Michigan. The one big game you could argue is Michigan-Oklahoma.
Yes, that is going to be a big one. I think game day is there, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah, that is going to be a big one. And Brent Venables. I mean, we talked about this at SEC Media.
Kind of go time, show time. Expectations, right?
Yeah, look, I thought him and obviously Brian Kelly need to have a really good year. Kelly just did something that gives him a little leeway, right?
Right.
Go on the road, you beat Clemson, top-ranked team. Okay, we can breathe a little bit. I feel that way for Oklahoma, but I actually like Oklahoma in this spot.
I just looked it up. They are a 5.5-point favorite against Michigan. Night game. So, again, not much, as we said, few and far between, but a marquee matchup of Big Ten versus SEC with the Sooners going against Michigan. So, hey, you know, I mean, you're right. This would be I wouldn't call it a signature win, because I think no one expects Michigan. Do you expect Michigan to be a contender this year?
No. Now, they have a really interesting quarterback.
Right.
The number one kid in the country ends up going there. Saw him last week just a little bit. But, no, I do not expect them to be a major player. Hey, did you see the ratings for the Texas-Ohio State game?
Yeah, how big was it? How big was
well,
it?
Well, look, you're talking about these are NFL numbers that they put up. And it shouldn't surprise you. Two of the bigger brands. Everybody's like, this is because of Arch. A little bit, yes.
Right.
People wanted to see whether he was going to fall on his face or if he was going to be brilliant. But the other side of it is it's Texas-Ohio State. If there is a rematch at the end of the season, it will get big numbers. I just feel like, right. Mike, when you get these huge matchups, whether it's at the start, the middle, or the end, this is what college football fans clamor for.
And you and I talked about it, man, never really getting the understanding, the Fox reasoning behind those noon games. Man, are they pumping up ratings.
Oh, big time. Hey, man, coming up, more Falcons conversation along the way. Raheem Morris is set to join us. Also, our player guest is going to join us here inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. Stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Telling Mike, Day-Day's up here with us as well. Our executive producer and our man Big O is back at the studio, keeping us on the air and doing all the things. Coming up, Coach Raheem Morris. But I was just telling Mike, I just saw where Roger Goodell was coy in his response to whether or not Taylor Swift is going to perform at the halftime show, for the halftime show of the Super Bowl. And my thing is like, man, what are we talking about? Just do it. Like, what is the big deal, Mike? We've seen a variety of different artists, right? Rihanna and right. Dre and Kendrick Lamar. Like, getting the biggest stars is what they're trying to do now. Right. She's one of them. Anyways, I don't know if it'll happen, but Goodell, like, non-committal on this. A little bit surprised?
I told Carl during the commercial break, yes, until a record company forks over the $5 million. Because, you know, that's the thing. I mean, it's always been done basically that way. If there's a new album coming out or a release, the record company is going to front that. Because, yes, just, it's a privilege to play the halftime show. You would think, and you could argue from the casual fan viewing. Now, again, some marketing guys might be able to find the extrapolations of what she's been worth in free advertising to get people, like the casual fans, to watch.
Yeah.
It's almost like the NFL should not ask Taylor Swift to spend anything for this show because she's provided a lot more eyeballs to the sport, which is what they love in the first place. As much as our guys, and we have many angry guys, like, I'm sick and tired of her and the producers showing her, you know your Aunt Kathy likes it.
It's true. That's exactly right. Hey, by the way, the number, I don't know if I gave it. I just said it was NFL-style numbers. It peaked at about 6 million. We're talking about the Buckeyes, 14-7, went over the Longhorns. And, again, most watched college football game of the opening weekend. That's a given, but it's also ranked up there as one of the most watched in the last few years. As you go back, and then you start having to get into college football playoffs and national championships. So the number, it felt that way for Fox, which is, again, a big deal, man. And I'm not mad at what they're trying to do at the big noon show. And you know, there's room, Mike, in this landscape for both College Game Day and the Fox show. There's more than just one great college football game. I have no issues with this, but it really helped them over the last weekend.
And by the way, the minions – no, I should say minions – the fans of some of the other schools that are in action this week, including, again – Those Vanderbilt fans feeling their PNV right now.
Hey,
that's
man.
Piss and vinegar.
They might do something.
Yeah, man. Vandy goes to Blacksburg, Virginia Tech, trying to avoid an 0-2 start after falling in Beamer Bowl to South Carolina. Ole Miss, by the way, starts the SEC campaign against Kentucky up there at Kroger Field.
Yeah, they're a 10-point underdog, bro. Look, the way Ole Miss played last weekend, that offense looks potent. But again, who did they play?
Right.
Slow your roll. Let's get an SEC play and see how this looks. But I expect them to cover the 10 against Kentucky.
And the Fighting Pony Kegs of Illinois. I mean, the Fighting Illini of Brent Bielema. If you know, he likes to put them back. They're actually taking on Duke, which is pretty big. I mean, for Illinois fans, they're number 11 in the country, which is kind of inexplicable if you haven't been watching them. So there are some games that are of interest to many fans. We already talked about that Oregon battle as they'll be taking on Oklahoma State. They'll be having to travel up there to Outson. And the comments from Gundy basically saying, you got too much money over there.
A little bit personal. By the way, Big O, can we play that Mike Gundy, and then we'll follow it up with the Dan
Lane? I'm a man. I'm 50. How old? 54.
He's got to be. Maybe he's 57 now, Mike. I don't know. He's up there.
Look it up.
It's been a while. He's been at Oklahoma State, I think, 17 years, if I remember correctly. Right. But, yeah, this is what Mike Gundy said in regards to Oregon spending $40 million last year. Now, remember, this is before this cap got put into place. Right. We know Ohio State spent a lot of money last year on players as well. So did Texas, blah, blah, blah. Here's what Gundy said. It set off Dan Lanning. We'll play it for you next.
I guessed that the last 3 years that we spent around $7 million over the 3 years, and I think Oregon spent close to 40 last year alone.
Wow.
So that was just 1 year.
Okay.
Now, I might be off a few million, but they're spending a lot of money. They spent a lot of money, you know, and there's some schools that are doing that.
Okay.
So what's the problem? I mean, here's my thing. If I told you Georgia was doing this, dog fans, would you have a problem if every year Georgia's competing for national championships in this era of college football, where we're at? It's legal. I can do this. I can spend this. If I want to go spend on my quarterback, Mike, and pay him $5 million, I can do that. Now, my issue with this is there's always been a disparity. My issue is, Mike Gundy, you know that. Oklahoma State has outspent a lot of schools that they've played. And, you know, when you've got these big billionaire boosters, Mike, that want to contribute to the program, over the years, nobody ever said anything. Put their name on a building and the football program gets $20 million. Nobody ever said anything because it was behind closed doors.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, we know you can legally do this. And here Mike Gundy is going, well, you know, we got them coming up this week. But, boy, they spend a lot.
Yeah, but again, I mean, we're talking about Oklahoma. Oil fields in Oklahoma, right, Carl?
There are.
I mean, I know that he's crying poverty on this one, but look, I don't
only two things come out of Oklahoma, but that's another story.
Hey, mayonnaise. by the way, and Arlie Army did the same line, of course, in Full Metal Jacket. But I get it. You know, stop complaining about it. It's like old man yells at sky. You know, it's like Gran Torino, get off my lawn. It's like when Brent Venables was taking shots at Deion. That's not the way I do it. Okay, well, you went from 10 wins to 6 wins by not doing it that year that Deion talked about his luggage being Louis, and they obviously had one of the best seasons in Colorado in the last 30 years. So, to me, just get on with it. What's the line from we're using a lot of movie quotes today, but from from Shawshank, get busy living, get busy dying. I don't hear you complaining.
That's it.
Get your house in order. You pass that big Texas or Oklahoma-sized hat with your oil money and go compete.
Here is Dan Lanning responding to these comments. And by the way, adds a little bit more flavor to this
weekend. Yes, it does.
Right?
We're just saying.
Are they going to shake hands? Huh? Are they going to look each other across the field and like, screw you? What's going on here with
Dan? Lanning
going
to go, suck it. I don't know.
I'm saying. Here's Dan Lanning talking about spending.
I got a ton of respect for Coach Gundy. You know, ultimately, how blessed are we to be in a place that's invested in winning? If you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better be invested in winning. And we spend to win. Some people save to have an excuse for why they don't, right? And ultimately, he's a great coach. They've done an unbelievable job. But I want to be a team that's competing at the highest level. And we're really fortunate to be in that situation. So I can't speak on their situation. I have no idea, you know, what they got in their pockets over there. I'm sure UT Martin maybe didn't have as much as them last week.
Now, come on. Now you're changing the argument. UT Martin's there to get their $1.4 whatever million dollar check to be cannon fodder for the Cowboys. Just like Oregon's going to have the same thing coming out to Outson. So, look, you got Phil Knight. Okay, cry me a river. There's no way to spin it if you're Oregon. Now, again, we can debate the right of Gundy to throw it out there, but you can't sit there and try to spin it if you're Oregon. No. You got more access to more money and more resources than anybody.
Yeah, and that's why Oregon became a prominent player. We forget. Hardcore college football fans, let me take you back about 25 years ago. Nobody's talking about Oregon, okay? Like, Oregon was not a prominent player in the college football landscape. It wasn't like, oh, my God, we got to play Oregon. All of a sudden, they got this influx of money. Uniforms became cool. The coach was good. They got a couple of quarterbacks that could play. And all of a sudden now, Oregon was in the mainstream. And by the way, here's the other thing. Hardly ever watched their games because the games didn't come on at 10 o'clock at night. So this is new. When I say new, this isn't Alabama, Mike, or USC, or the major Ohio State. They are fairly new on the scene, but it's all because of that money influx that you're talking about.
Right. It's funny because one of the guys who coached that team, and Falcon fans remember from back in the day, Rich Brooks.
That's right.
Was Dan Reeves' defensive coordinator, and he was one of the more successful coaches they had. I mean, and that what was that success? 3 bowl games and finally winning the Pac-12 and going to the Rose Bowl. And you talked about it. Bilotti was a guy that really kind of put him on the map. Chip Kelly took it to the next level, but they've still never won a national championship in an era that isn't, you can't find film in color.
It's correct. Yeah. And now they look the part. They look really good, right? Hey, look at those gold helmets, the Ducks. But they haven't gotten it done. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chopping up a variety of things, guys. We'll get back into what's going on around the NFL as we get ready for week one. Raheem Morris on the way right after practice gets done here inside of the Ticketmaster Studios as we'll talk to Coach about all the things getting ready for the Bucks this Sunday. And, of course, we're going to get our player segment as well and coming up right after Coach gets done. What do you make of this Kawhi Leonard thing? Our buddy Pablo Torre is on his game. He was on his game with the whole Belichick thing, and everybody said, oh, he's crazy. What has happened there? It's been silence because he knew exactly what the situation was. If you haven't heard this report, and people now will get to sniffing around even more, Kawhi Leonard apparently signed a $28 million endorsement deal for a no-show job, which sounds very reminiscent of the old college football situation, with a fraudulent tree planting company founded – by Clippers owner Steve Ballmer.
Oh.
And what they're saying is this was to circumvent the salary cap. So, Kawhi, I'm going to give you an extra this over right here, and we'll word it in a certain way. And, Mike, now people are like, yo, what is going on with this?
And now people are saying we're going to take draft picks, we're going to find them a gazillion dollars. If you're looking for some context, different league, but the NFL back in the old days, Edward DeBartolo, who's the owner of the 49ers,
yes,
he would circumvent the salary cap, the initial salary cap, or just plain salaries, by putting his players into shopping centers as investors and basically giving these investment opportunities. And then the NFL eventually, also that and bribing the governor of Louisiana for a casino contract, basically got him got.
That's right.
As an NFL owner. But if you're looking for a precedent, that's where that went, and that's why it became the York family that owns the 49ers. So if you look at moving forward, I think what the NBA drops the hammer on him, I would imagine.
I would think so. Look, if there is tangible proof, and Pablo has pretty much shown you.
By the
he's
way,
shown you this.
You wonder if this kind of editorial – was there editorial what I'm saying is Pablo's breaking stories like Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes.
He is.
Was ESPN putting the screws to him on this stuff previously?
Well, Mike, when you have these partnerships with the leagues,
bingo,
you have to be very careful about how you present these things.
Conflict of interest.
So, and I said this. Pablo does this stuff. He's been doing this for a long time. But, yes, the fact that he is, here's the information, and I'm going to show you what is going on. And the crazy thing is, for those who don't know, Ballmer is, I think, the richest owner in the NBA.
Right.
And now you're circumventing situations to keep guys. Go look at the Clippers roster, guys.
They're insane. And I want to say they're in the luxury tax almost every year.
They are.
So here's an effort to give your guy the big loot. So look, it's been done before in college sports, which Carl just referred to that. Yeah, back in the old days of the Southwestern Conference and everybody else. But, yeah, that's one I would imagine Adam Silver is going to probably get with. You know, I don't know if Steve Kuhn can answer the question. It's another team. But I would think there'd be a heavy, heavy penalty coming their way.
I would, too. I really believe. And again, if the proof is there, and it seems
right,
like it is. Just one of those stories that's out there, guys. But, you know, believe it or not, basketball is going to be ramping up here at the end of the month. Hawks will be in camp. And this is one of those stories where you go, hey, no wonder Kawhi never speaks. No wonder Kawhi Leonard never talks to anybody. He's got these deals working. Hey, man.
Now, by the way, the best one. What was the book? I forget the tell-all expose on Oklahoma. It's not the Barry Switzer book. That's the Bootlegger's Son. That's a good book too.
It is a good book.
But the book they talked about where Brian Bosworth, maybe it was in Bosworth's book, where he got paid to watch an oil well.
Oh,
basically,
yeah,
get out there with his girlfriend, yeah, get a six pack, and just earn himself six figures.
These stories in the 80s specifically,
right,
are endless of, you know, you got a job. What am I doing? Well, don't worry about it. And then guys would get paid, and these no-show jobs. It's just crazy. Here's what's crazy. Kawhi is already making a lot of money.
Right.
Like to do this, you only do this so you're not going to get in trouble with the league and have to pay an exorbitant amount to be in that luxury tax already. This is the only reason why you would do it. But, yeah, it's crazy, man, that you're earning a cool $28 million on the side.
They're saying that it's the Wolves. A couple guys are bringing this up on the text line. And a couple dudes, Teflon Slacker, nice tag.
Oh, yeah.
Referring to Joe Smith with the T-Wolves.
That's
now they can
right
circumvent the cap by putting him into some money.
Good call.
On the side.
Yes. And that's the thing. You know, look, guys will try it. Ownership will try it if you can get away with it. But there's a chance. And, again, you got to – when you have all this kind of money out there, Mike, there are documents, right?
Right.
These LLCs, it doesn't matter how many you have, there are documents stating, hey, here's where the money is. And then you start doing some investigative stuff, and you're like, who is this guy? What is this company? This company doesn't even exist.
The Wolves lost 5 first-round draft picks.
That's right.
They got the coach suspended for a year, and then they got fined like $3.5 million. So it was McHale and the GM were both suspended for an entire season.
Yep. They said that if he signed a below-market free agent deal, he'd eventually sign a 7-year, $86 million pact.
Mm.
Interesting. So he signed 3 1-year contracts for under $3 million a year.
Yeah.
Which retained his bird rights, and they could pump it up.
Isn't that crazy? And by the
thanks,
way.
Thanks, Oren. I just found you. That's interesting.
It is.
And that was 98-99.
Clippers have won Jack, by the way. So now you've put your team potentially in jeopardy, and right, certainly your future. When you start
blank those picks, to paraphrase the Rams.
Yeah, when you start talking about draft capital. All right, guys, we're live at Flowery Branch. Coming up, we're going to go around the NFL. It is week 1 in the National Football League. We're going to let you hear from Micah Parsons, also Aaron Glenn. He's not talking about one guy. He refuses to talk about him. It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.